This week, the movie Woman in Gold opens, a film about one of the great battles in art history. The story begins with the Nazi takeover of Austria in 1938. Newlyweds Maria Altman and her husband are wealthy Jews desperately fleeing for their lives and leaving her family's famous artworks behind. That's where stars Helen Mirren and Ryan Reynolds come in, playing the much older Maria and her young lawyer, fighting to get the art back from the Austrian government. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg covered that real-life modern-day legal battle.
Maria Altman was 88 when I first met her by phone in 2004. "Would it be possible to call back in a few minutes?" she asked. "I'm feeling a little dizzy and would like a cup of coffee to revive myself." "Of course," I said, imagining Mrs. Altman as a somewhat frail grandmother. Old she was, but frail she was not. Against all odds, she had fought her way to the U.S. Supreme Court in her quest to force the Austrian government to give back the painting of her aunt, Adele Bloch-Bauer. Painted by Gustav Klimt in 1907, the enormous, shimmering gold and oil on canvas was one of six Klimt paintings confiscated by the Nazis from the Bloch-Bauer home. After the war, the work showed up in Austria's federal art museum, the Gallery Belvedere. The Austrian government claimed the paintings had been willed to the government, a claim that would later be found to be fraudulent. But even after the falsehood was finally exposed in 1998, it was a long road to getting the paintings back, especially the portrait of Altman's aunt, the woman in gold. This scene from the new movie says it all.
"Listen, she is the Mona Lisa of Austria. Do you think they will just let her go?"
The answer to that question was no. The Austrian government fought with everything it had to keep the painting, and Mrs. Altman fought back with equal ferocity. Here's the real Maria Altman talking to me in 2004.
"I grew up with those paintings."
Altman said the golden portrait of her aunt and five other Klimt paintings hung in her aunt and Uncle Ferdinand's palatial home throughout her childhood. Her aunt Adele, the subject of the portrait, was just 43 when she died in 1925. 13 years later, Ferdinand would flee Austria just weeks before the Anschluss, the union with Hitler's Germany. Everything was left behind and plundered by top Nazis such as Hermann Göring. Aunt Adele's diamond necklace, passed on to Maria upon her marriage, reportedly ended up decorating the neck of Göring's wife. And, of course, the Klimt paintings were seized, too, only to reappear after the war in the Gallery Belvedere. It took a half century and the opening of Austrian government archives to expose the real story, as Maria Altman put it in our 2004 interview.
"They are basing this on a lie. These paintings are not theirs. These paintings belong to us."
It turned out Aunt Adele's will did not bequeath the paintings to the Austrian gallery. Her will asked that her husband Ferdinand donate the Klimts to the museum upon his death. The language of the will was framed as a request and was called not binding because Ferdinand had paid for the paintings. They were his. They weren't hers to give away, even if she wanted to. And the Austrian museum knew that. What's more, Ferdinand, who died impoverished in Switzerland at the end of the war, made a will of his own, leaving all his property to his nephews and nieces. Maria was the only one still alive in 1998 when a series of investigative articles in the Austrian press revealed the painting's true ownership. In our 2004 interview, she furiously stated one additional and obvious fact. Adele would never have wanted her portrait given to the Austrian gallery had she known the history that would unfold after her death in 1925.
"She had no idea. She would have never requested her husband, even in a dream, to leave these to the gallery after a number of her friends were murdered, committed suicide. I mean, it is totally incomprehensible that such a thing would have happened."
Maria could not have won the battle to recover the paintings alone, though. Her legal spear carrier was a 32-year-old legal nobody named Randall Schoenberg, the grandson of Austrian composer Arnold Schoenberg and a family friend. He was a young lawyer, and as reenacted in the movie, she needed help.
"I need advice from someone I can trust." Here she is, my aunt.
That's quite a painting.
She was taken off the walls of our home by the Nazis. Since then, she's been hanging in Vienna.
And now you'd like to be reunited.
Few thought the duo would prevail when the case got to the U.S. Supreme Court, especially when the George W. Bush administration sided with the government of Austria, saying Mrs. Altman could not sue in the U.S. But prevail they did. The win, however, left them with many more legal mountains to climb, namely a trial that, even if they won, would be followed by long appeals. Indeed, Mrs. Altman often feared that the Austrian government was just waiting for her to die. Still, after the Supreme Court victory, she was characteristically a realist.
I have a feeling that they will now come to their senses. They couldn't let it come to a trial because it would bring too much dirt out against the Austrians.
When I interviewed her, she was frankly embarrassed by the price tags being mentioned for the portrait of her aunt. She'd offered to let the Austrian government keep the painting originally if they admitted it had been stolen. They weren't interested. But now, she said, that offer was off the table. She didn't want the painting of her aunt or the other Klimts to remain in Austria. She wanted them back in the country where she'd been a citizen for over 60 years, the United States.
It is strictly a question of justice.
Because people forget, you see, especially the young. And then, of course, there's justice.
In the end, Austria did want to avoid a trial and agreed to arbitration in Austria. The result was the return of all the Klimt paintings. Jewish philanthropist Ronald Lauder bought the Woman in Gold portrait for $135 million to display at his museum in New York, the Neue Gallery. The other Klimt paintings sold for another $192 million. Mrs. Altman died in 2011 at the age of 94. As for the golden portrait of her aunt, eventually I went to see it in New York. My husband and I just stood there transfixed by its beauty. I didn't want to leave. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
You hear Nina on Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne.